Well, it's been sort of not legal then, right? It's not illegal, but it's been not legal.
That's right, yes. I mean, as far as I understand it, I mean, it's been operating from international waters. The only offence which the station has committed, as I understand it, was that it has used a frequency which has not legally been authorised.
I mean, basically what it is, it was two fingers up to the establishment, Nigel, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And maybe John was right. I mean, and that's why it gets listened to, because it was that.
To a certain extent, I'd perhaps agree. But, I mean, as I say, in the eyes of the law, it hasn't been illegal. The only thing which was illegal about it was after the 1967 Marine Offences Act was introduced, it was illegal for any British subject to either supply or work for the station. So the station itself didn't become illegal, but any British subject who actually worked for the station was committing an offence. And as I understand it, I mean, I think, tongue-in-cheek, the station has continued to be supplied from the UK over the years.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah.
But obviously that's been sort of overlooked to a certain extent until perhaps the past couple of years when the authorities have sort of clamped down, you know, considerably on it.
Do you think Caroline would survive if it decided to go legal, if you'd excuse the term?
I think some of its attraction would be lost. The magic of Caroline would certainly go to a certain
extent. Listener's magic, the fact that you're listening to something you really shouldn't be listening to, you mean?
I just think the sparkle, there is no radio station that could replace the magic that Caroline had. I don't know whether it's because it was the first or whether it's because it was operating from a ship or whether, as you say, it was sticking two fingers up at the establishment. I can't really pinpoint its attraction, but there's certainly something magical about Caroline which no other radio station has really replaced. And the introduction of local radio, of course, has been a big thing. And I'd just like to say, as far as the BBC local stations are concerned, I think Radio WM certainly is one of the best BBC local stations that I have certainly listened to.
Thank you.
The standard of the presenters is far superior to a lot of the stations, and although I live in Coventry, I still prefer Radio WM.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice of you to say so, Nigel.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, then.
Bye-bye, dear.
Right.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Pirate John Tainton Show, all right? Broadcasting from a ship moored somewhere on the boating pool at Pebble Mill. Richard Marks, right here waiting. 26 minutes to midnight, 021 432 2000 for the phone in hour.
Over the last couple of years, there's been a big shake-up in the radio stations across the country, hasn't there?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of new stations come on.
Yeah.
Well, I get the Hi-Fi magazine and I read a good article in there about all the local stations that have come on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine was telling me that a few months ago, he read an article in the Birmingham Mail, and that was going on about the new radio stations. And in this article, they were talking about a new major channel that was going to come out on the radio. What I want to know is, does anybody know what this channel is going to consist of? There's some talk about it's going to be either classical, easy listening, or country and western. And I've talked to people. I rang down to some organisation in London, like the IBA or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to them about it, and I had quite a chat with him.
I think there's going to be one or two new national commercial stations.
Yeah.
Michael, if these are the ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are five BBC national radio stations.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I think it's either two or three commercial ones. I can't remember. One is going to be a sort of talk news current affairs station.
Yeah.
One is going to be popular music, but not pop music, I think was the last definition. I'm just looking at the team here for a nod here. There was some great debate in the laws about what was popular.
Yeah.
You know, it was going to be, it could be classical, it could be jazz, it could be anything, but all it was going to be was not a pop station.
Mm.
And I can't remember if there was a third one or not. I'm just looking. You know, we don't know the details, but I think you spoke to the right people if you went to the IBA or something like that,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Have you any idea when this station is going to come on the air?
Offhand, no. But I mean, I'll try and find out, and you know, in the next day or two. I mean, it's around, so it's just one of those things I don't keep in my mind, Michael. That's all.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Would you like to see more radio stations? Is this your point?
I was talking to somebody, and they've got one down in London, and it's called Melody.
Mm.
It's financed by Lloyd Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of money behind him, and I suppose he can do these sort of things. But his station, he doesn't have actually, I understand, he doesn't have disc jockeys on there.
Mm-hmm.
All they play is records, sort of middle of the road records.
Yeah. Well, nobody speaks.
That's the understanding I've got. They sort of play sort of Frank Sinatra records and, you know, Glenn Miller and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just switch your radio on and all they do is play your records all day.
Might as well have a tape in, mightn't you, if there's been nobody talking?
Well, it's better than jumping up and down putting records on all day, isn't it?
Well, somebody's still got to put the records on, though, Michael, haven't they? Just so you don't hear him speaking, that's all.
Yes, I like somebody else to do it, though.
I mean, which bit do you like best out of a radio station? Do you like the talky bits or the phone-ins?
The thing that irritates me, these phone-ins are good.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting some feedback off you now. But it's hard to get information about the radio. What I can't stand, being fair to you, like, as a sort of disc jockey, I don't like all this chatter of disc jockeys.
What sort of chatter? The meaningless
about
rubbish, you mean?
Well, they're talking about all sorts of subjects.
Yeah.
And if you work it out, half of the time they're talking and half of the time they're playing music.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see all the time more or less devoted to the music side of it.
So less chat?
Less chit-chat, like, you know, and more records.
I'll keep your mouth shut in future then, Michael. All right.
Well, I'm not trying to be unfair to you.
I know.
But if you could get more and less pop music.
Oh well, it's the sign of the times, Michael. All right.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you.
Good night.
Bye bye.
That man that phoned you earlier, he hadn't got a clue.
Which one? We've had lots.
He was saying it was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we listened to it.
Yeah.
I was a young mum, 24, with 4 kids, and I switched on because I enjoyed it. I didn't know if it was illegal or not.
Yeah.
In fact, Tony Blackburn and Tessa Wyatt got married on there, didn't they?
Who? Tony Blackburn?
Yeah, and Tessa Wyatt.
Whether they got married on it or not, I don't know. Maybe, I know he was a DJ on it.
Yeah, they got married there.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I was saying, I enjoyed it. I could listen to your programme. I don't know whether yours is sort of illegal.
Oh, I'm perfectly legal, Sylvia. No worries about me, gal.
Do you want to come round later? Right, that's
cool. That's right. We avoided the...
Just track this man down on his mobile, please.
We used to get away with it for quite a while, but we used to play cat and mouse with the authorities, and the trouble is, unless you're regular,
mm-hmm.
you can't attract the same audience. But as soon as you're regular, they come round and take all your gear. You know?
How many times were you raided?
Oh, 3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you enjoyed it, though, Ray, didn't you?
Yes, it was good fun, but we like to hear good radio, and this is a good radio station. Congratulations to everybody and all the staff and everybody.
You're very kind, Ray.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you. Have a safe journey.
Okay. Ask them what they'd like to hear, please.
Okay, Ray, we'll find out one night.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Boyo. We should also be talking about dyslexia, and we'll have Outburst and all sorts of things on the phone in hour, of course, between 11 and midnight. Hope you'll be with me. My thanks to the team, to Graham, to Sue and to Ingrid. And to you, of course. I'll see you tomorrow between 9 and midnight. For me, John Tainton, very good night to you.